There are sometimes small locales where there is election fraud, and it sometimes does occur with mail-in ballots, but not on the kind of scale that the president is talking about. And in his social media post, he talked about getting rid of voting machines as well. And it's not clear what machines he's talking about. I don't know what he has in mind, not only about what powers he thinks he has, but what exactly he thinks he wants to do, since Republicans in states like Arizona and Florida rely very heavily on mail-in balloting to get out the votes of their own supporters.
This morning, the Texas legislature sent Governor Abbott there the newly drawn maps. They're trying to pick up Republican seats in the House. Do mail-in ballots favor one party over another?
Well, historically, Republicans were much more likely than Democrats to use mail-in ballots, in part because people who are older, richer, whiter tend to move less, and those are people who tend to use mail-in balloting more. In more recent years, Democrats have achieved parity and in some places exceeded Republican use of vote by mail, in part because Democrats realized that if they pushed early voting, they could kind of bank their votes, and then they don't have to worry about as many people on election day. I would say that if the president had not been putting out all of these negative tweets and other statements about mail-in balloting, deriding it, you'd see both Democrats and Republicans using it more and more. We do know that in 2024, an election that Donald Trump won, Republican voters expressed much more confidence in the election process and much more support for vote by mail. In 2024, the president was not really so against vote by mail, but now he's back on this, and so we'll see where it goes.